It is 8:39, just about 8:40, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gomnick is here. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, coming up tomorrow night, Purses to Inspire. It's an event at Discovery Depot Children's Museum, a fundraising event. And joining us to talk a little bit more about this event is the Executive Director of Discovery Depot, Denise Bradburn. Denise, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning to you.
I haven't seen you for a while. Thanks for coming in. I know you guys have been busy, have lots and lots of stuff. You guys, I mean, we get on our community calendar. You always send it, like, every week you've got just tons of events going on for the kids, tons of things to do. And even without those events, just you know, the museum in general, so much always going on.
We've had a great summer down there. As soon as the restrictions were lifted for capacity and people were able to get out and about again, we saw that families wanted to come back in and have those experiences with their children. So we had a great summer down there. We saw a lot of travelers. And so our programs kind of ramped up as we started seeing more people in the museum, and we're very thankful for that. So we're just following the trend of what the families and the communities want.
Well, a big event coming up tomorrow night, Purses to Inspire. Chance to do some shopping, have some hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. Talk about the event, what's going on.
Absolutely. So this is our second annual Purses to Inspire. It's a new event for Discovery Depot. Last year was our first year that we tried this. We did it out of need, coming off of the COVID-19 during 2020. The governor's orders had the museum closed for 5 months to visitors. So in a need to help the museum continue to be able to sustain and pay our bills, we threw in an extra fundraiser. Carol Kirkemeyer is our chairperson of it, and she's in a full lead in this and does an amazing job recruiting donors and purses for the auction. So we're excited about it. It is an opportunity to buy some of those gifts if you don't want to go out. If you use your credit card, it just shows up as Discovery Depot and not Macy's or somewhere else. So your gal might not know what you bought. It looks like you're making a donation, which you are doing that as well to the museum. So it's a win-win scenario.
Yeah, and reminder, this one is for the adults. This is not a kids
this
event
at
Discovery
only, exactly.
Depot. Yeah,
it's kind of an after-hours type of event. The doors open at 3:30 tomorrow, and the auction goes on till 6:30 at night and closes at 6:30 p.m. We do have an online version of it, and online right now is up and going. You can start bidding on purses now all the way through until 6:30 tomorrow evening. We have approximately 60 purses online that you can see and bid upon. And then if you do come to the event, we have awesome door prizes that we're going to be drawing for. You get your hors d'oeuvres and your beverages, and you get to see and touch the purses in live. And then we also have another almost 60 items in-house that are not online, scarves, jewelry, all kinds of accessories, some more purses, some kids' purses that you would be able to see if you came to the event tomorrow and bid on them there.
And just $15 a ticket. If somebody wants a ticket, will there be any available at the door? You're going to have to give it ahead of time.
Yes, so they are available at the door. We are not at our capacity yet. So, and, you know, it's always fun for us to have adults only in the museum because it feels like such a big space when you don't have kids running around. It's just a much nicer, we can flip it into an adult atmosphere. And so we have some great volunteers that help us do that and get ready.
Denise Bradburn, Executive Director of Discovery Depot Children's Museum, joining us here this morning. Purses to Inspire tomorrow at Discovery Depot Children's Museum. Doors open at 3:30, just $15 per ticket. And, you know, I also want to remind people, you talked about funding, that you guys are privately funded. You don't get any help from the governmental agencies or whatever. You're all privately funded. So this is just, as you said, when this started, it's like, hey, we're not open. We have no income at this point. We need to have a little income. So this was a great idea for an event.
Yes, it was. And I can't take credit for that. Carol Kirkemeyer came to me and said, hey, let's try this. Years ago, Cottage used to do a lifestyle fair, and they incorporated a purse auction into that event. And so her and I were both familiar with that. And so it gave us an opportunity to kind of find a little niche fundraiser that's not available in our community otherwise. And as you said, we are not supported by tax dollars to operate, which is unlike any other museum around us. And so we are heavily dependent upon what comes through our doors. So when we're closed by order of the governor, we have no revenue coming in. So the Purses to Inspire was a well-timed fundraiser for us. And it was so successful last year that we had attendees asking us, are you going to do it again next year? So we decided we'd go ahead and do it again.
What is the popular style or brand now, or is there one? I mean, are the coach or whatever? I don't know.
We have everything you can imagine down there up for auction this year. Kate Spade, Michael Kors, Tory Burch, Coach. I'm able to track our data. I'm a big data person. I like to look and see what's popular. And last year's most popular purses were the Coach brand purses. Okay. So we have a lot of those to offer. We also have a lot of off brands, things that you can buy at your specialty stores, your leather stores. So Dovetail Rivet and Stitch has donated a nice purse. We have a purse from a shop in Galena. So some homemade purses as well, or artistic type of purses. We have tote bags. We have kids' purses. And then, of course, we have just tons of jewelry and scarves. So, yeah, for myself, I use it as a Christmas shopping spree, and I check off all those ladies on my list. Because I'm also helping the museum.
If you're still searching for Tyler, you're a Kate Spade guy, right?
Yes, that is correct.
I thought so. Just checking.
I like the straps.
You like Vera Bradley as well. I don't know.
We've contemplated adding the Merces into the equation, but we haven't done that yet.
The Merces. Did you hear that, Tyler? I'm guessing that's the man purse?
The man purse.
Okay. All right. Not quite yet, though, right? Yeah,
maybe next year.
A purse is to inspire tomorrow night. Discovery Depot Children's Museum is an opportunity for you to get some great, whether it's for yourself, gift for yourself, gift for somebody else, as you said, so some Christmas shopping a little bit early, some hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, a little hanging out with the other ladies, and helping all to help out the Discovery Depot Children's Museum.
Absolutely, and I have to say the community has been so great to support this event for us. I know Carol has gone far and wide to recruit businesses and individuals and also other organizational groups to donate a purse or donate money to buy a purse. And we've had great response. Obviously, 60 purses online and another 60 items in-house. That just tells you how many donors are participating in this auction to give the museum a hand.
Well, see, Carol's got nothing but time on her hands now, right?
That's right. That's what she tells me.
See, so she can help out. No, she does do a great job with things like this. So, yeah, absolutely. All types of purses, designer brands, a little, some scarves, some bling as well, right?
Absolutely. So, bling's the best.
There you go. Again, tomorrow night, just $15 for each ticket. Would somebody be better off like calling and maybe reserving a spot, or will they be okay just showing up?
They can show up at the door. We've factored in a certain percentage of people showing up tomorrow night. And like I said, they open at 3:30. You can come anytime from 3:30 to 6:30. The bidding gets hot and heavy right at 6:30. And we do use that online application to bid. I always tell people if you want to win, make sure you proxy vote, put your highest dollar in there, because if you're not watching it like a hawk, someone will steal it from you, just sort of like an eBay scenario.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, again, the event tomorrow, again, at doors open at 3:30, but again, on the Discovery Depot website where you can find the online auction.
Actually, it's on our Facebook page.
On the Facebook page, yes. Okay. So go to the Discovery Depot Children's Museum Facebook page, and you can do your online bidding there if you can't make it. But if you can, that's the place. Maybe, well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with bidding online, then going to the event also, kind of watching what's going on.
That's like, absolutely right. Especially if you see a purse online, the pictures don't ever do the purse's justice. I'm not a professional photographer. I give it my best whirl, but I think that if you have something you're interested in, you want to see it, stop by.
Purses to Inspire, Discovery Depot Children's Museum, tomorrow evening gets underway 3:30, go to about 6:30. The doors, again, open at 3:30, hors d'oeuvres and cocktails about 5:15. Again, what a great event, and you can help out Discovery Depot Children's Museum, Purses to Inspire. Denise, anything else we need to know about the event?
We're just happy to have such great community support for the museum, and this is one of the ways that the community has really stepped up and helped us out. And then, of course, our bidders and donors will finish that off for us. So we're looking forward to a great, successful evening.
And they'll take home some great merchandise,
too. They absolutely will. And like I said, if you are shopping for a Christmas gift, if you purchase an auction item online, it shows up on your credit card as a donation. It shows up as Discovery Depot.
There you go.
So they might not know what you bought.
There you go. Nobody's going to know. All right. Denise, thank you so much for time. Really appreciate it. Best of luck with the event tomorrow night.
Thank you so much.